Hello, welcome to today's episode of the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. So I'm going to be completely honest. Today I was going to revisit another old blog post titled Figure Out Who You Are. But after I recorded last week's podcast, I thought to myself, I'm like, some of these older blog posts that I wrote, I was still trying to figure things out. I was just in a different space, right? Mindset-wise, I'd come a long way, but now I'm in a much different space than I was even back then. But today's topic, figure out who you are. So I'm not going to revisit that old blog post, but I'm going to talk about it. I don't, in my opinion, based on my experience, I don't think someone can really figure out who they truly are if they take a really good, hard look at themselves, right? So for me, it was looking at all of what I consider to be my faults, right? The things that I liked about myself. Right? The things that I didn't like about myself. Taking a good hard look at myself and going, okay, what am I going to do to learn to love myself? To embrace my authenticity? Be completely authentic. Not worrying about what other people think or say or anything like that. Not being hard on myself. Just embracing it all. And if there's something I want to change, how do I want to change it? So for a while there, I was doing it by, I guess you could say, force. It's like just wallowing in this self, I don't want to say pity or loathing or anything, but just kind of wallowing in myself and being like, okay, how do I fix this? Right? How do I fix the things I don't like? And it took me a while to realize that, okay, maybe I need to meditate. And at first it was hard because all these thoughts would just come flooding in. And I was like, oh my goodness, how do I filter through all of this stuff? But eventually I got to a point where I could, I can sit and meditate now and be completely silent, and the thoughts are not, I don't get bombarded by thoughts, and the thoughts that do come in, I'm like, I can just observe them, let them go, and if there's something I need to kind of look at, go, why am I thinking this? How do I, what is this teaching me? Then, I'll look at it from that aspect. But really, it really took me just basically sitting down with myself and realize that I have some control over this. I have control over what I'm thinking about myself. And I can change my thoughts. So now that I know that I can do this, who am I as a person? Who am I and what do I want out of life? Without all of this outside noise, filter all of that out. Who am I and what do I want out of life? And how do I get there? Okay, so I went through that process. And then I shifted my mindset, knowing that I could get past anxiety, depression, could get past the feeling of poverty, I could get past certain things by changing my mindset, changing my thought process, and then had the awakening experience. And now I know that the kingdom of heaven is within me. I am a divine being, and life is happening through me, not to me. Now I realize that. And as I sit in meditation, sometimes I get very I can filter out all of the noise. So anybody can do that, right? If you realize, honestly, that life is happening through you. You have more control than you think you might think you have, right? So what do you need to do to get to that point to really figure out who you are and what you want out of life and why? Why do you want these things? Okay. I think once you can really figure that out and kind of really dig deep and go through your, I don't want to say your life, but just go through and figure out, okay, yeah, I have control over my life. I have control over that, right? So let me just put off that old man, right? All these preconceived notions that I have about myself or life or whatever, and dig deep and really figure out who I am, you know, figure out who you are, right? But again, I think it really takes taking a good hard look at yourself and not judging yourself and being comfortable with who you are first, right? Without beating yourself up. Life is happening through me, not to me. Okay. If you're at a point where you can believe that is true, it really kind of propels you and changes a lot. It really does. And it just miraculous things happen. Like the beauty of this world can just unfold. The beauty of who you are really begins to unfold. If you're not there yet, though, just look at the ways that you can change your thought process, change your mind, kind of look at yourself and think, okay, what can I change in my life? Like, is it things? Is this who I am? Is this really what I want out of life? Okay, stop listening to what other people think you should be and just figure out what you want. So anyway, all right, so that is the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I'll see you guys next time. All right, bye now.